This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Incumbent Donald Trump will make his final Wisconsin visit of the 2020 presidential campaign tonight at the airport in Kenosha. The president talks about Kenosha at many events, referring to the civil unrest that occurred in late August after a Kenosha police officer severely wounded a black man, Jacob Blake, as police were responding to what they say was a domestic incident. In Green Bay last Friday, Trump took credit for the Kenosha unrest ending a few nights after it began, arguing the disputed point that he helped bring in National Guard troops.
We came in, and that was over in about another 15 minutes, right? That didn't take long. And we saved Kenosha, so you still have Kenosha.
What Kenosha still had as of yesterday was a few burned-out buildings on the city's near west side and burned cars in two used car lots near downtown. Plus, boards are still on many downtown and west side windows. That's because building owners fear more unrest if the officer who shot Blake isn't charged with a crime. There's also the concern about violence during the presumed Kenosha trial for the Illinois teenager charged with fatally shooting two Black Lives Matter protesters and wounding a third in Kenosha two nights after Blake was hurt. Standing on a downtown sidewalk, Kenosha resident Jonathan Williams remembered when Trump came to the city a few days after the men were killed.
And if anything, I feel like he divided it even more. He brought up a lot of the problems with poor neighborhoods and just more of white privilege, I feel like.
Another Kenosha resident, Julia Heiser, says the president just wants more votes from a county he very narrowly won in 2016.
I really think he's just here to stir up more trouble and really divide our county even more. And I don't think he has anything good to say. I think he's being detrimental to our county, and I don't want him here.
Heiser says she's already voted for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. There are those who like President Trump's law and order message. Trump will be reaching out to them when he speaks this evening in Kenosha. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.